You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Woo!
That's the way we like to work.
Yeah.
Swing your partner round and round. Woo!
Thank you.
I love it, John.
Great song. Hey guys.
Hi.
Welcome to the last episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
My girls and I have been very, we're exhausted, I'll tell you. This has been a long
I'm
trip.
I'm emotionally exhausted just like Brandy.
Exactly.
I'm emotionally exhausted.
Hi, I'm Ashley Daniels, and who am I here with tonight?
Hi, I'm Jill Annenberg.
I'm Charlotte Broben.
Hi, I'm Cassidy Gard.
Reunion numero tres. Mm-hmm. Right, that's three, yeah.
Yeah, third time's the charm.
Three times, yes, exactly, and it is the end of it. I mean, this was, I feel like we could have done without Reunion Part 2, and we could have done this one instead, because this had the husbands, which is new, and probably the only new thing we've seen on the reunion, really.
Yeah.
All the recaps, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it was necessary to have three of them. I felt like there were definitely some parts that they could have taken out and had two reunions.
I don't know why
Bravo did that.
Quality over quantity. We didn't need these drawn-out three episodes. I think just zeroing in on it would have been so much better.
Yeah. But at least there was some closure tonight. And that's what we were all saying last week that we wanted was some closure. So we got the closure that we needed. I have to say I was pleasantly surprised to see at the end that Ken and Brandy hugged it out. We didn't see the hug, but we heard there was a hug. So I was happy.
Sad that was the highlight of her night. I mean, I guess if she's single and doesn't have a partner like everybody else, you don't get a lot of physical contact, so that one hug.
Well, I think it was also, like, the emotional of it as well. Like, we were talking about that's kind of almost like a father figure for her. You know, and an older man symbolizing just, like, a rock for her. And as she was saying, like, everybody leaves her, so
but
for him to come back.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I feel like you don't need that as much from your friend's husband when you have your own person, you know? Like, she places so much on him that it's a little bit much to watch. And I totally agree with Lisa. It's like, if you hate X, Y, and Z, then why do you want to be my friend?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that she just misses... It seems, from what I gathered from this whole season, Brandy was the one that distanced herself from Lisa and Ken. But that's not what's really happened. Ken and Lisa kind of dropped her from a few things we've done. I know we're jumping to the end of the reunion, but I was a little confused because it seemed, I mean, from when Kim were on the hike. Do you remember when there was Sap on the top talking and bitching about Lisa and kind of plotting against her? It seemed like Brandy was the one taking charge of their relationship and not wanting this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. I guess it's a different side that we didn't see because I, too, thought the same thing. But then we see Ken kind of admit to something that Lisa hadn't really admitted to. And he says, oh, well, you know, this is why we distance ourselves.
And it's easier, though, to say, let's give up on that. I want to move away when you're with Kyle. And Kyle's like, yeah, I feel the same way. But then she goes home and she has Mauricio. So it's a totally different situation. But, I'm emotionally exhausted, too.
I agree. But there's a lot of, like, single mothers out there. Like, I feel like Brandy gets a lot of, like, people feeling sorry for her because she doesn't have a partner.
Well, I think it's the way she lost her partner, being cheated on, and then having that dynamic of that's Lisa's employee, as well as she's at every party, and she wouldn't admit that she would choose Brandy over her. And so Brandy, for the second time now, is saying that not only has her husband cheated on her with this girl, but now her best friend, she feels like, is choosing this girl over her.
Yeah, definitely. And that's obviously a huge thing, but the fact that, I mean, Kim doesn't have anyone. And that's not really spoken about. Like,
that's
Brandy's
true.
Always the one that kind of everyone says, you don't have anyone at home.
I feel like it's harder when your kids are younger, you know, because you are constantly being you know, that single mom. And with news and gossip, I mean, you know, over the weekend, her son was in the hospital, mm-hmm. and she was tweeting photos in the emergency room of the kid with, like, 5 IVs in its arm. And that's when I really said, Brandi Glanville, like, just stop. Do you need to live document your child in the emergency room? Like,
she can't help
it. She said it was near death and that the nurses saved him. If it really was near death, then put the effing phone down. You know?
You're not supposed to have your phones on in a hospital.
Yeah, and it just...
Right? I mean, she breaks rules, so...
I just found it to extreme levels how one moment she's saying that she's, like, basically done with Lisa. She doesn't like that she did that with Sheena. She's accusing her of plotting the situation that happened with Sheena. She's really upset with her about a lot of things in the beginning of this episode. And then towards the end, she's becoming more and more weak and almost, like, desperate back for her attention, for her friendship. And it's like a complete 360. And I don't know if it's because it has anything to do with she's viewing not being friends with Lisa as that equals not being on the show anymore. I don't know. I don't know if that has something to do with it. Because I just found it so strange that she went from, like, pinpointing all these situations that bothered her about Lisa as if she was just done. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she's crying. And it was so extreme. I don't know.
I think she...
Am I missing something?
I think she realized how much that they did for her. And when Ken said, I don't know if you can let... I can let you back in. I mean, they were so close. And Lisa said, We had some really fun times. They were genuinely friends. Like, they had, well, who knows how genuine it was. But it seemed like they were really genuine friends. And I think Brandi was just realizing, yeah, like, we did have fun. You were there for me. And now...
Yeah. I don't get the constant how much they did for her, though. I mean, like... Yeah,
like, what did they do?
Lisa hired her on a couple modeling gigs so Brandi could make money before she got her book deal and she was struggling. But what is this constant thing that they keep repeating and saying that? I mean, they supported her, called her, whatever it was.
I think it's just emotional support.
But that's what a friend does. That's not going above and beyond. Exactly, like, oh, we did so much for you. Like, cool, so you were a friend. Like, friend, I have a lot of friends.
I think people are going to have a lot of different views on this, though. I feel like it's going to be one of those things where people have extremely different views. I don't think this is a matter-of-fact answer. I feel like it's one of those things that we're going to read the comments tomorrow and everybody's going to have a completely different thing. So we actually have one of our very loyal commenters who has been commenting since the beginning of our season of Real Housewives. Her name is Krista Jo.
Yeah, Krista.
And are you on the line, Krista?
Hi.
Hi, Krista.
I'm here.
Hello. Hi. I'm here with Jill and Charlotte and Cassidy, and I'm Ashley, and thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I must say... You ladies have done an amazing job recapping this hot mess of a season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh my.
Well, we were very impressed this season by your comments. You write paragraphs long and it makes tons of sense. It looks like you spend a lot of time really thinking about the episodes and you come up with ideas that really, they make sense to you and they're not, you don't just go on a whim and start going on people's teams. You seem like you're really into this show. So we want to know what your thoughts are of overall the reunion, 1, 2, and 3. What's the biggest thing that stands out to you?
I think, I don't know, it's just been hard because it's been 3 parts. And I don't think there's any other show that's been 3-part reunions, you know?
Yeah.
So I think probably the big one tonight was actually said by Joyce. And I'm going to read off a paragraph of what she had said. It's like, it's always a joke, except when the joke is on the ones claiming it's a joke. So it's like a double standards thing, and that really caught me tonight on the reunion and the past couple parts of it because, I don't know, it just seems like everyone's full of double standards and, you know, hypocrisy, but as soon as, you know, Lisa does something, then it's like, oh, well, it's wrong for her, but everyone else can get away with it. And I think that really stood out to me, especially this season. And I don't know, I think I was skeptical of Joyce at the beginning, but, and, you know, and Carlton too, because they're new housewives. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I'll give them a chance. And after reading the blogs, I actually found the blogs more reliable than the show. And no, that's really sad when you have to go to the blogs to figure out what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of another one. I mean, it was just one big hot mess of, you know, little things that blew up into big proportions, you know.
Definitely.
And I'm still processing everything, but And I'm pretty sure I'll comment, you know, on the YouTube afterwards once I figure out what the heck just happened. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm more upset with Andy or if it's his lack of, you know, getting involved and, you know, asking, like, real questions.
Yeah.
Or if there's just the editing of the season. Because, you know, we were not shown, we were shown things out of order and, you know, there were things that they edited clearly that made us believe something happened when it didn't. And I just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
I would love to know.
Yeah, are you guys trying to figure that out too? Because I'm like, what the heck just happened?
Well, I think the main theme of this whole third part of the reunion was really just breaking down everything between Brandy and Lisa, and you have such thoughtful commentary on the little situations that occur, and this was one of the biggest ones. So when you were watching, were you feeling more drawn towards Lisa or Brandy in this situation?
Actually, I felt drawn more towards Lisa's side because I know I've been watching this show since, you know, first premiered for Beverly Housewives, you know, and, you know, for some reason, Brandy bugged me the wrong way. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. But the thing is, like, and this is something I don't understand, is how is it when Brandy is clearly lied about multiple situations that suddenly everyone is believing her versus Lisa? And I'm not going to say Lisa's completely innocent, which, you know, that's just how it is with these situations. No one's right and no one's completely wrong. But, you know, I can't stand the fact that Brandy, you know, just says this stuff, and then, you know, she's crying tonight. It's just like, I have no sympathy for someone like that. And, you know, I admire Lisa for sitting there and dealing with that stuff, because it seemed like even though, you know, Andy says that, you know, he's her favorite housewife, he kind of let her have a beating night, you know, and, you know, that's just something that is just kind of off-putting. So, yeah, I'm more on Lisa's side on this. You know, because, you know, she's been very, you know, forgiving, and I don't know what, you know, it all is. I mean, you guys kind of understand, you know, you can see that she has a caring heart, you know, even though she's obviously, you know, she probably has manipulated situations, but she's a smart woman. I mean, you can't pull one over on her, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I think this whole season has been building up. We knew this big reunion was going to come and this big fight between them, but it wasn't as explosive as kind of previous seasons has been. It just kind of was Lisa and Brandy kind of both crying, like, who would you save in a fire? It's kind of a stupid question, you know? What did you think about that?
Yeah, I honestly rolled my eyes at that, because I'm like, what kind of a question is that? Because honestly, I think Lisa would, you know, it is an awkward question, but I mean, technically Lisa knew Sheena in a way because of being her employer versus Brandy. And I don't know how close of a friendship that, you know, Lisa and Brandy had during that time, you know, it's kind of hard to judge that, but yeah, I would definitely say it was a really weird question. You know, it's just like, what?
It was immature.
What are you
even
talking about?
It might have been immature, but I think it was just Brandy's way of asking, who is your better friend? Who do you care about more? And she just wanted to hear her say, I care about you more.
But Lisa's a good businesswoman. She can't say that because of Sheena. So Sheena now is one of the main people from the cast of Vanderpump Rules.
Exactly.
Well, what did you guys think about Lisa going after Andy about, you know, you're executive producer in Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, I kind of applauded her on that. It's like, you kind of did this manipulation. You can't just say that I agreed to do this. I mean, you know, I think it goes both ways, you know, and, you know, and I agree about that. I mean, I understand, you know, Sheena obviously is on her show, but, you know, what I think is really what upset Brandy is the fact that Lisa was able to get, you know, because of Sheena, she was able to get her own spinoff show. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really upset Brandy overall, because she's getting that kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's just, you know, I understand if you're upset, but if Brandy was really upset about this, she would not have sat down and done what she did on camera. She would have said no. So, I mean, she's obviously got an opinion. Mm-hmm. She would have told them no, and that would have been the end of it. So I just don't know what to think of all this stuff. I mean, Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I'm usually more articulate with this stuff, but, you know, when I was expecting, you know, bigger blowouts, and it really kind of, like, they're all hugging and stuff at the end, I'm like, what? What is going on?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said about Sheena. Sheena's the one that's kind of linked everything together for Vanderpump Rules. But when Lisa said it was the producers, that was kind of a big step for Lisa. And I think that was kind of her reaching out to Brandy to say, this isn't all me. The producers are kind of telling me that Sheena has to be there, that because they want to cross-promote. Yeah. And who blames them? They have two shows that they've built from one. So that's what they need to do. And they don't care about Brandy's feelings. It's producers.
No, they don't. They just hand up the tissues.
I would love to hear, though, just your ideas of what's going to be the next season. Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas of who's going to come on board? Do you think Joyce and Carlton are off? What are your thoughts?
I think, based on, you know, what the interaction on Twitter is, you know, I think it's like, I think everyone, it seems like everyone's going to get cut, you know,
everyone. That's
the way it feels, but I don't think it's fair to cut Carlton and Joyce out because they are new housewives.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think everyone else can go because I don't think we're going to get any new storylines from any of them. And
you want to keep, you know, frankly, Joyce? You want to keep Joyce, like, and Carlton?
Frankly, like, Kim and Yolanda are the ones that I really want out.
Okay.
I mean, and Brandy in a way, but, I mean, you
she
know,
brings
I just,
the drama,
I think
though. Yeah.
Getting,
so you would be happy to see Carlton and Joyce stay aboard?
You know, I wasn't really a fan of Carlton at first, but I think because she's new, you know, we got in a heavily edited, you know, season where we didn't really get an introduction to who these two are. And I think it'd be unfair to cut them out. And I think it'd be good to have maybe Camille back. And I'm not sure who else is going to be on there. One of the Miami housewives might be.
Yeah, Joanna
Krupa,
you're saying? I don't think either of those two are going to come back. Come on.
Camille.
Yeah, I think it'd be good for, you know, fresh material to come in because if they're nitpicking all of this, you know, for a whole season, it's time to get new people in.
I agree with you. And I think, you know, you have great points as always. We are so thankful that you called us and that you've been very loyal this entire season.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, we really appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
I hope you have a great night, and we look forward to reading your comments on YouTube.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It'll be
fun to see what everyone says.
Yeah, for sure.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you again. Have a great night.
You're welcome. You guys too.
Do you have a Twitter? What's your Twitter handle so you can
I'm at Krika83. It's KRYKA83.
Great. Okay.
And, yeah, just follow. Just look for Krista Joe.
Sounds good.
And
thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, YouTube fans that love commenting, they all need to follow her because she comes up with the greatest ideas. Very, very good commentary. So she'll keep you guys entertained if you follow her. For sure.
It's interesting to see that she also believes that, you know, Lisa was a little bit of a victim in a sense tonight. Like, they were all kind of ganging up on her and bullying her at some point. I felt a little bit like it was a lot of people against her, but really Kyle was so strong in her beliefs that, like, really everybody else kind of seemed like they backed away. And when Carlton was trying to stand up for Lisa, Yolanda chimes right in and she's like, this is 5 years of fighting. Let them handle it. Let them deal with it.
Kyle is strong, and she always kind of gets the best of everyone when she's fighting in these reunions because she is so strong. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what she was saying to Carlton, it made me laugh. What did she say? She was just so belittling.
Witchy F&Poo and calling her, some good names.
Just like, whoa.
What I loved was when Andy, who did he put in her place? Oh, Joyce. Because Joyce was getting mad that Yolanda kept, you know, basically, like, directing, as she said. And Andy was like, she's doing a fine job. Let her go.
Yeah.
And Joyce shut the hell up and just stood there looking like an idiot.
That was the only input Joyce had, I think, this episode.
Yeah. And then she didn't say anything
and
else.
And then her husband, but.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what did you guys think of, all right, I don't want to skip over anything. I know that you guys want to hear everything. So, we have one thing that was said. Kyle said when the audience loves somebody on the show, Lisa loves that person. And when the audience hates that person, Lisa doesn't talk to that person. Did you guys think that that was accurate? Do you believe, like, past history with the housewives can actually...
Not necessarily, because the time of when the episodes come out is months later than when they actually shoot it. So she's not a psychic and not saying, like, hey, I don't think they're going to like this, so now I'm not going to be your friend.
Right.
True. I just think it kind of happens that way.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't think that she can be put in a box for doing things that producers tell her to do, because at the end of the day, she might be an executive producer, but the bigger honcho on top of that is Bravo Network.
Yeah.
And if it was Brandy who wanted to keep a job and she's trying to do what she needs to do and a producer told her to do something, how many times did you and I watch and we're like, that was a fake text, that's not true, it was so... not the reality of the situation.
Right.
And she does it anyway. So how are we going to blame Lisa for not sticking up to the big bad producers and saying, no, we need to protect Brandy. You know, this really hits close to home for her. So, no, I'm not having Sheena. No, the girl has two shows on Bravo. She's just probably going to have to go ahead and do what she's doing because it's her job.
Well, I think the apology that she gave, she was accurate with. She said, you know, I can't help it if Sheena's going to be here, but I should have given you a heads up so then you could have prepared yourself.
But do you remember how Andy said to her, she says, I'm an executive producer. Like, I pick the font and the cute taglines. He's like, no, you don't. You could tell very easily not go shopping with Sheena if you didn't want to. I was surprised that he kind of threw her under the bus in that sense, because I didn't think he's done this more often, I've noticed, but I would think he wouldn't want to really say how much input she has in the show, just because it makes it seem less real when you know that she has a lot of control over it. But he didn't mind going right in like that. So I would say he kind of threw her under the bus a little bit, because she has nothing, but she can't challenge him, you know.
Yeah, and I like Lisa, but I kind of felt like at times she was playing the poor me card. Like, oh, I don't get to control what is actually put in there. Like, oh, Sheena works for me. I don't have a relationship. But then she clearly does want to take her shopping and does all these other nice things for her. So I think she tries to, like, play both sides of it, depending on, like, what's to her benefit.
But I think that she's a businesswoman, and she said, she has 150 employees. So I think after, 25, 30 plus years of this, she knows how to separate business and personal life. So to her, it's second nature. What was Brandy doing 30 years ago? So it's not the same for her.
Yeah, and like you're saying, business is second nature. Taking her shopping is business. It's for the show.
Exactly.
It's for, like, nurturing the relationship for the show. I don't think that actually, like, they're best friends.
And when Andy says you can choose not to do that, it makes a good scene for the show. Like, Lisa's teaming up on Sheena's side and not on the rest of the cast. So it helps out the show.
But also, Sheena's early 20s, she's a waitress, she's working in LA trying to figure out her life. Like, Brandy's the mom of two kids. Like, you know, if you're a girl and you know an older woman, and that woman's gonna somehow mentor you, hang out with you, whatever's going on with Sheena and Lisa, so be it. Brandy, grow the F up. You have two kids, you're almost 41.
Yeah.
Move it right along. You're like a good 20 years older practically than
Sheena. She's just worrying about things that are really petty. But that's what being on the show.
It's her own personal emotional attachment to it, because of the fact that her husband cheated on her with this girl, and now her best friend is what she's feeling is cheating on her with the same girl.
Exactly. It's her own insecurities from what's happened, from what Sheena did, and that's just gonna happen. That's what happens when someone cheats on you, and this girl's always around. So I don't blame her for that.
It just sounded kind of sick, though. And she's like, I don't want you to be friends with her. Like, you gotta let it go.
It
you cannot manipulate every single person in Beverly Hills and go around and say, don't be their friend, don't be their friend.
I don't think she's trying to manipulate it. I just think she doesn't want...
It makes her look stupid, though. Let it go. You're 41. You have two kids. You're a New York Times bestseller. To me, I think it makes her look stupid.
Makes her look weak, honestly.
Yeah.
It doesn't make...
Like, be the bigger, better person.
But I think I think if it meant so much to her, the friendship, I can see where that insecurity would come from, because it's like a loyalty thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you're my best friend. Why are you talking to her? It's too late at this point. The girl, the lady has a show.
Yeah.
And she's not – nothing Brandy says is going to change. Nothing's – oh, you know what? I don't want to do Vanderpump Rules anymore. And if I do, Sheena has to be kicked out. Like, that's never going to happen. So she's just talking about – she's expressing things that she knows really aren't going to get anywhere. She knows Lisa will never say, fine, I will not talk to Sheena anymore.
It's weird, because I feel like both Lisa – or not Lisa, Kyle and Brandy both need to hear Lisa say, like, you are my friend. I care about you. Whatever else happens is independent from our relationship, but I love you. And moving forward, like, know that you are, like, in my heart, in my friend, whatever. But I just think that both of those women just can't get over whatever happened in the past, and they need more, and, like, nothing will ever be enough.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. What did you guys think about – so Kyle and Lisa, obviously Kyle mentions the two things I mentioned earlier, which says when you love me, when you love people, you are there for them, blah, blah. She says that the whole situation with Mauricio and the allegations about him cheating, that, you know, she did that because she knew it would make a season, and it did make a season, and it created so much drama. And she says, I know so many things about you, Lisa, and I didn't put them out on camera. And I just want you to admit to what you did.
Yeah.
And I felt like at some point, if you keep on asking somebody to admit to something, then you know they really, once they admit it, it's not going to really be gratifying because you've, like, asked them for an apology basically 50 times.
Mm-hmm. And the first person that brought it up at Carlton's when they were all at dinner was Brandy. She was the very first person to bring up the tabloids.
You're right.
So how can Kyle sit there and say, Lisa, it's all you? Brandy was the first one to bring it up.
Yeah, she doesn't want to. I don't think she wants to cut ties with Brandy right now because she knows that's all she has really.
And she used
the
excuse that I was trying to protect you because my boy saw the paparazzi and I don't want your children to see it.
Oh, yeah.
And she was trying to make it. We talked about this so much early on and about how she made it about herself. But it's funny that she always gives Joyce a hard time about Joyce bringing it back to herself when Brandy does the exact same thing.
Yep, she does. She does. And really, Lisa, it's almost like Lisa's not going to give up. She's not going to say to people, I apologize for things that she doesn't apologize for. And she knows Brandy had a lot to do with that. But I just feel like at some point, it was Kyle and Lisa needed to have this situation. They needed to have this happen because they needed to hash it out. Mm-hmm. And it really didn't get them anywhere. And they did this last season. How many times did they apologize with each other and then they continue to butt heads? It's like a friendship that's never going to go anywhere, I just feel.
Mm-hmm. It's just a surface level friendship. And they keep fighting.
Right. Well, she says, every morning you'd call me for an hour, and then Brandy's telling Lisa, you called me for an hour, and we would discuss what happened on the show. And Lisa's like, no, we did not. And then Kyle is kind of fighting not to chime in, but then she's like, you know what? Yeah, you did. You did it with me, too. But yeah, you talked about life as well, but you talked about the show and what happened on the show. Lisa's like, so what? And so Kyle, like, puts these little – she wants to make sure that she backs up what Brandy's saying because she wants Lisa to look bad, but she doesn't want to say it all herself. So she's kind of doing what everybody said Brandy would do, and Brandy being the mouthpiece for Lisa. Kyle was kind of backing up all the things that Brandy was saying and wanting her to, you know, look like she was making sense and that this was truth. There was truth to this.
Yeah, and I think they're just also holding Lisa accountable for her actions. I think that's also one of the themes that I saw throughout, like, each of these episodes of the reunion was that she just never, ever will come out and say, like, okay, yes, I was wrong.
Yeah.
And that's all they want her to do is just admit one thing.
Right. So, lastly, we had the husband's situation, which we waited all last 3 weeks for, ever since they showed us the reunion clips that were going to come up. Ken, Michael, and Mauricio. What did you guys think of the three of them? First with Michael and Joyce. With the rabbi and the pastor.
Like, are you kidding?
Come on. Oh, yeah. And Michael lost weight, he said. He's just one of those people that's like the strong, silent type, I guess. But I'm not sure if it's – I don't know. I don't mean strong, silent type in a good way. I mean, like, he just says – he's kind of barbaric. Like, the things he says, I don't understand him. Like, you know those people that are quiet, but then they say something and you're just like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got a – I didn't understand what he was saying, why he would think that – Carlton would really do that to him. I mean, after he had to have seen the scene where Carlton and Joyce have lunch and Joyce is like, I believe you now. Did he not catch up on that?
Well, it wasn't that, it was the two of them when she said, I have children as well. I would never wish anything awful on kids.
Right. But also she said, I would never do anything to your family and your husband.
Yeah.
Why is he going back on the whole thing?
And the fact that they're both saying about their own religions and they don't believe in
Tell me,
yet
am
he
I
believed.
Wrong?
No,
do you not think that he?
What are you thinking, Cassidy?
Say it.
I just think that they're.
It's the last episode. Say whatever you want.
Who cares? I just don't care. I don't care. Joyce wanted to have something that would be a headline. We cleansed our house after Carlton. They're looking for things that are headline worthy. There was nothing of substance, nothing real, nothing
that it wasn't based on any
facts. It was ridiculous. I know.
That's what I'm saying. He's like very silent, but then when he says something, it's mysterious and kind of strange. Like, you don't hear from him, and then you hear from him, and he's like, I got a rabbi at my house, and I
cleansed
my
house. And a pastor.
I was so sick, and it's like...
But then he says, I think I would have been sick anyway, even if it wasn't for Carlton.
Right, so that's why I was, like, confused. What was he? Is he saying he's going to get sick no matter what?
Yeah, he's contradicting himself a lot.
And then
lot.
He's like, I've that's met true. And talked to some people that are Wiccans, and they yeah. are like
what did
you
have, like, a
I'm
Wiccan
like,
meeting?
Did you go, like, on meetup.org?
Yeah,
but what he was saying about them, that all the Wiccans that he's met are great people.
Right.
But then he was shit-talking her religion, and she kept telling him, like, I hope you know how insulting you are
right
now.
She said, you're goading
like,
me or something.
Like an asshole.
Yeah, he just came into the situation. He could have redeemed himself for the season for some of the things he had said. He just came in and didn't think about anything before he spoke. And I didn't understand him. And I think Joyce also didn't understand a lot of what he said because she kind of was quiet when he was speaking. And she didn't really – I just felt like everybody just said, forget it. This is like one fight. We don't even want to battle. Just let him talk. And Carlton didn't really even fight him. She's like, I don't understand what you're saying. I don't get it. It was like a little bit like Kim. When Kim talks sometimes, you don't really get it. But she's coming from a good place. He's coming from a confused place. I don't understand him. But – then we have a lighter Ken who comes in and he's sweet and apologetic.
That was really nice that he apologized.
I loved Ken.
I didn't like how Andy, though, was like, okay, so, you know, he apologized to Yolanda and, like, everything's clean and nice. And then Andy's like, so, Yolanda, when you brought up that he hit you, I'm like, could you have brought that up before this happened? Because they just made up and then he brings up something negative and then they have to recap that again. It's like, okay, I just got over it. I just accepted his apology. Now you talk. Want me to talk about him hitting him? Him hitting me?
Touching.
Excuse me. Touching.
The new headline.
No man's hitting.
So, I don't know. I felt like that was something that I didn't really feel like was real. They're not really that good after this. I don't feel like Yolanda and Ken are going to be too good.
You know what? I think, honestly, I like Yolanda, and I think that it's admirable the way that she can just, like, brush it off and be like, no, we'll be cool.
I would have a hard time being like,
screw that man. But she wasn't. Like, she accepted his apology and was sincere about it. Is it good for her?
Yeah.
He was sweet. I think he was very
He was
charming.
Sweet.
He went
out
of his
way. I loved his pilgrim outfit.
Yeah.
Jiggy
was the highlight, and it's really sad when the dog that's on there for a minute is the highlight for 3 hours. We've spent 3 hours watching these reunion, and Jiggy was the only time I genuinely felt joy. I was like, yeah, Jiggy in the pilgrim outfit, matching Ken.
Oh my god, that was cute, though. It was really cute. His outfit was so, it looked so itchy and uncomfortable, but I'm sure it was comfy, because, yeah. And then we had Mauricio, who talks to Ken briefly and says that he was honored that Ken stood up for him in the relationship. And then they brought up that clip, and I felt super awkward for Lisa because it shows Lisa saying, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure. And then
that
Ken's
really
like,
awkward.
No.
Can I just say this is so catty, but, like, David Foster is always at work. He can't, like, make the time to be at reunions. And then Mauricio is supposed to be a realtor with this big, thriving business, but he is never at work. I know, obviously, but
he's always there.
That boy loves on camera time.
He does.
Mauricio is always happy to be next to his wife filming, which is kind of sweet and also kind of like, I think he loves it just as much as the ladies do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I also wonder, like, especially being at this reunion is a testament to, like, no, I didn't cheat on my wife. Like, here I am. I'm sitting with her. Because if she was sitting there by herself, that would be tough.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And, at the end, we see Ken and Brandy. We don't see them actually hug, but they do, as we said in the beginning of this recap.
Why would they not show that?
I don't know.
We get every other tiny, annoying little detail, and we don't get them hugging.
I know.
It would put a big, happy, pretty bow on all of this. Yeah, he even made a funny joke about his hip not working. Mm-hmm. I mean, like.
But right at the very end, though, we all got what we wanted. Kim says, I love turtles and my dog and my family. I mean, that was the
I still don't get the turtles.
I don't either.
It does not make sense.
I thought she said squirrels, though, at one point,
get,
too.
I'm sorry, I know this is off topic, but Ramona Turtle Time, who's on Real Housewives
of New York
City.
She does
when it. Is the
it's
turtles?
A dance. It's a dance that she did a couple years ago.
But why does Kim say
I have
turtles?
No idea. I think she said she didn't say turtles. Remember last?
Yeah.
Squirrels. She says, I didn't say I like turtles. I said I like squirrels. Yeah.
I think she was being facetious.
So this time she liked turtles.
I like turtles, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, Roya. We have, I mean,
that's
some
funny.
Cool side
Thank
effects.
You.
Thank you.
I know. I was like, is that the outro music?
I thought she was trying to be like, okay,
she's like,
enough,
it's over.
I know, right?
Later,
well,
guys.
I think it's a good way to end on that. I don't know. Do you guys have anything else you want to say for the ending of this reunion recap for all of our listeners?
I would love to know, like, what are their conversations after that reunion? Because, like, how effed up that you had to wait 6 months to call and actually make up with somebody.
Yes.
Who's your friend? Like, they're obviously not real friends.
I don't know if Brandy's going to be back because of this petition, but also I wonder if Lisa will have anything to do with her not being back because I think part of me felt, and please forgive me for saying this.
They're not going to forgive you.
Okay, well, I wonder if Brandy was really upset too because she's looking at a future that potentially wouldn't be on The Housewives because burning a bridge with Lisa is not helpful in that department.
Yeah, but Kyle's burnt bridges with Lisa, and she's
Yeah, but
around.
Kyle's got a lot of power, I think, don't you? Well, actually, I guess you're right, because at this point, Brandy's got a lot of power, too.
Yeah.
I think it's very admirable that fans out there are making petitions, but I don't think that they realize it's backfiring.
Yeah.
It's called hate to love them, love to hate them. If you're going to have a big group of people saying we hate Brandy so much, it's going to make them want to have her on more.
Yeah,
because they know that they need that one person that is the pawn that they can manipulate that's going to be the hated one. And Brandy, if she's making a paycheck, does not seem to have any trouble with being the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's been a racist, called a racist. She's been a lot of things, and she just keeps on rolling with it because she likes the paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, how many people have signed that petition today?
I don't know today. I looked at it. Last time I looked at it was like 2 weeks ago, and it was like 1,800. So I'm sure.
Yeah, but 1,800 people out of millions of people who watch the show. Like, give me a break. That's not a lot. That's not going to change anything.
I know. It made headlines, but it's not. I don't think people are going to sign it either. A lot of people want to see the drama, and they want to see her get hated on, and they want to see her cry, and that's sad. But that's really why people tune into these types of shows. Mm-hmm. You don't tune in to see people holding hands and skipping. It's not how it works. So. I don't know. I'm going to miss you ladies, though. It was really fun season with all of you. And, we all definitely had some good moments. Good, fun, interesting moments from this season. And we are very excited that it's, you know, over and there's going to be a new season. Spring break. Yeah, right. Okay, so where can we – we have predictions for next season. Should we do that?
No,
we don't know who's going to be back on. Predictions? Yeah, let's –
I think Brandy will be back. Let me just say that.
Yeah, I think she'll be back.
She's not off the show.
I don't think Joyce is going to be back. I'm going to say that. Yeah. You guys can find me at Jill Annenberg.
CharlotteBroadbentTV.com.
I'm at CassidyGuard.com and on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CassidyGuard.
Miss Ashley Daniels, Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in all season. We love you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.